This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Front Range wildfires are keeping firefighters busy and making the air hazy over Metro Denver and near Fort Collins. Fires are burning near Loveland and Lyons and southwest of Denver. We're tracking those fires at CPR.org. In Colorado Springs, crews are set to start a fire mitigation project in a popular recreation area. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
Workers from the city's fire department, along with the parks and forestry departments, will mitigate more than 80% of land in Stratton open space. The 318-acre open space is adjacent to North Cheyenne Canyon Park and offers many hiking trails as well as access to Pike National Forest. Mitigation efforts include tree thinning and removal of dead or diseased vegetation. Stratton open space will remain open during the work, but intermittent trail closures should be expected. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
The state's Child Protection Office says the number of times staff use violence against young people in detention facilities is increasing. CPR's Allison Sherry.
The Division of Youth Services runs 15 youth detention facilities across the state, and they say they're trying to be transparent about when they use force against incarcerated youth. Child Protection Ombudsman Stephanie Villafuerte, though, says the surveillance videos she's seen are shocking.
Three grown men take down a kid that couldn't have weighed more than 120 pounds, slam their heads down, knees on their backs, and you're like, what precipitated that?
Villafuerte says one place to start is getting new surveillance cameras that record audio. She can't hear what's going on in the current setup, and so when guards justify force based on what a youth may have said, she says it's impossible to know whether that's true. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.